says, hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.
We are back and we are already sampling Christmas stuff.
We are. So as we talked about, the 12 Days of Milkshake Stout, which is from Rochester Mills. Their flagship beer is the Milkshake Stout. It's a very sessionable, easy drinking stout. Not many times you find a stout as a flagship, but it's that good. We sell so much of that beer. So what they do is they take the base, that's the base of the beer, and they take 12 different Christmas holiday flavors, and each beer is different in this package. So you get 12 of them. They're 16 ounces. It looks like a present. It's beautiful. There's six from years past. There's six new ones. So we're going to try the six new ones, Lindsay.
I love it. So this is pretty cool, again, for if you are looking for a gift for that beer lover in your life, the 12 Days of Milkshake Stout out in stores this weekend.
It is. Yes. So Sunday, you'll start seeing them on shelves. And then, obviously, it'll be at more locations than it was last year. But I'm telling you, we're talking about this November 2nd because it's not going to last long. So if you want this for a Christmas gift, get it.
You're making me want to sing Christmas songs.
And a
I see milkshake stout boxes.
Yeah. I see like buying a few of them. That way, like every time you go somewhere, buy a hand, like a cart full.
So we're trying the new ones. So
let me read real quick.
Okay.
Okay, we have chocolate cheesecake, toasted marshmallow, imperial milkshake stout. That's the base, right?
Yep.
German chocolate cake, Santa's breath. That's peppermint. Nutcracker. That must be nutty.
Yes, it is. I think it's like hazelnut.
Strawberry chocolate raspberry carrot cake. Spicy Mayan. Holiday cheer and Christmas roast coffee.
Yes, and that's bourbon barrel aged, that one.
Let's try the new ones.
All right, so we are going to start out with the chocolate raspberry. I cracked this open and I could smell deliciousness as I did it. Chocolate raspberry.
Chocolate raspberry.
Delicious.
It's deep, that's it's really rich. Good. And that's just good. A hint of
it's like
the
that perfect hint.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not overwhelming.
It doesn't taste like artificial either. Sometimes like with the flavored beers, they can be very like artificial tasting. That tastes very like real raspberry, not like a fake raspberry.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. I mean, it's got I will agree that the stout is so good to begin with. And then you just add a hint of even better.
That is what's amazing about this brewery is that this beer is just so good. Everyone loves that beer. So it's wonderful.
It's good.
Now we're gonna do strawberry.
Okay. It smells like a strawberry milkshake.
It does.
No, I opened them and I was like, holy cow. Like, holy
like my
cow.
My eyes just got big. Did you see that?
This one's so strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Holy cow, is
I
it
like
strawberry?
That a lot.
Wow.
It's delicious, though.
Yeah.
It's not too sweet.
Mm-mm.
This is,
I had like no idea what to expect with this one.
And the bottle is so sexy.
Yeah.
She's like eating strawberry.
It's good.
It's a little scandalous.
Delish.
Okay. All right. So we just did the chocolate raspberry yum. Strawberry even yummier. Let's see if we can get even better.
All right. So we're going to go carrot cake. Yes.
I was hoping this was a new one because I love carrot cake.
It has bugs, like a little Bugs Bunny shadow on it.
Cute.
Super cute.
He's holding this carrot.
Yep.
Kind of got an orange texture going. Kind of smells like pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I really do dig carrot cake, and this is pretty good.
This is my kind of
you
beer.
You definitely get that like nutty, sweet, kind of those nutmeg and cinnamon,
it's
those kinds of flavors.
It's kind of like the ingredients that make carrot cake special that I get in here.
Like sometimes there's like raisins. You know how there's like raisins sometimes too, like in carrot cake?
Oh, the finish is neat. Like
I
if you breathe out.
Ginger beer. This has a ginger beer bite-ish.
A little bit of a ginger flavor to it.
I like it.
Now
yeah, strawberry's my winner right now.
Yeah, I would agree with you. So next we're gonna do holiday cheer.
Okay. La 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 la.
What's holiday cheer?
I really can't believe it is the holidays. It's crazy to me.
Is that cheery enough? Wait, first of all, what do you think holiday cheer tastes like?
So I think this is going to be a somewhat of a cherry flavor, a cranberry and cherry flavor, if I remember correctly. Definitely cranberry.
Oh, yeah.
It's cranberry.
It's got that first brisk, like the brisk taste, like the tart taste, but it's not tart at all because of the stout.
Right. Because it kind of cuts that.
But it's the refreshing cold feeling that you get when you have like a cold cranberry wine.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Still strawberries winning for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I like them all. But yeah, I like strawberry the best. So.
Okay. So now we're going to try the Mayan or spicy Mayan, which is pepper.
I'm nervous about this one.
I'm excited. I like spicy stuff.
I like that they gave something that wasn't sweet for an option. You know, because not everyone loves sweet stuff.
Oh, and it's got flames on the bottle.
Yes, it says mole, mole, mole.
Ooh, it smells a little spicy.
Well, I can taste it. I get the tickle in my throat.
Tastes like pop.
It's good. Kind of has an orange flavor
tastes
to it
like
a little bit.
Tastes like spicy soda pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of almost like a very, kind of a very sweet.
This is my favorite one. This one tops strawberry for me.
Well, you love margaritas, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm into that.
Kim? It's good. It's just a little heat.
It's okay.
If you like spicy, if you like,
you like
it reminds
spice.
Me of spicy margarita, like the bite you get after
like,
you.
You know, jalapeno margarita or, spicy.
See, and I'm not a jalapeno fan, so I think that's part of it.
Poblano peppers,
Last one.
This is Christmas roast. This is barrel aged, bourbon barrel aged. Beautiful label on this one. I love it. It's very holiday.
Christmas roast.
Christmas roast. This is going to be a coffee.
Roasty.
Nice roasted coffee, and it's aged in bourbon barrels. Mm-hmm.
It's that fabulous feeling that you feel when you smell coffee in the morning. That's what I just got smelling this one.
Oh, it's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Tastes like coffee.
Tastes like coffee. Mm-hmm.
Tastes like carbonated coffee.
It's good.
And it'll also get you buzzed.
Yeah. No, that's really good.
All delicious, and it is the 12 Days of Milkshake Stout in a nice package, little present box. You can get it starting this weekend.
That's right.
All right. Well, again, Jenna, thanks for my engagement wine. And thanks for bringing me a little bit of holiday cheer. And I won't be here tomorrow, which is why you're hearing the weekend mixer. I'm going to go home and drink my wine and celebrate.
Woohoo! Ooh.
Cheers.
Cheers. Congratulations.
Lindsay K says, hey, bud, the weekend mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.